position today?
No, we're great.
Let's go ahead.
I would like to call our meeting of the Taney County Board of Equalization back to order. Note that we are one member short, and hopefully he is on his way. Today we have scheduled, really, cleanup and assessors' suggestions, recommendations, etc., that we will go through. Before we do that, we each have a copy of the minutes that have been provided by the clerk's office. I went through these this morning, and while you all are perusing those, and we'll take as much time as you need, I wanted to ask a couple of questions. I noticed on the very first page, which was July 1, it alludes to motions that were made on other days. So my assumption is that when we made a motion that was on unfinished business from the first day or the second day or the third day, that it's included in that day's minutes. And I don't think that it should be, because it didn't happen that day. It should be included in the day that it did happen. But yeah, it's just my thought. We can all chat about
it. I agree with your thought on that. When we actually print the tax book, it needs to be in order by BOE number.
Right.
But the minutes really need to be in order as they occur. So we'll fix that for you.
There's not very many of those, but there's three or four actions through the sets
right.
of minutes.
I understand why she did that, but we will.
I do too, we'll because
it, like
it completes the set for that day.
It does.
And we print it something in the BOE order.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the minutes won't be in date or in the actual book. It'll be by BOE number.
That'll
so
be
that
fun.
We can show beginning BOE number, ending, and that we took care of every BOE number.
Okay.
That to satisfy what you've got printed up here, where it says that a motion on July 2nd that I made a motion to reconsider, on the first page, which was July the 1st, that's fine. On July 1st, I made the motion. July 2nd, I made a motion to reconsider. But then as you go on down, then it makes it look like that everything is on July 2nd.
Yeah.
And if it has a date or something, just add it
we
to
were
it.
Just trying to, we were just trying to put it all together by the days of the appointment, but we will put it in chronological order for you.
Yeah.
And we'll keep the tax book in BOE order.
I don't know how many places that is. I went through this early this morning. But there is, you know, that was a question I had also, so that it's not confusing to the public.
Sure. Good suggestion.
On July 2nd in the minutes, on BOE number 2014-37, it shows that I seconded the motion. I don't remember seconding any motions the whole BOE session. It's possible. I'm just trying to get somebody to remind me why, since I call for those actions. That
Where's that, Ron?
It's second day,
yeah.
And it's about 7/8 of the way down the third page that's in front of you.
Christy, if you'll make a note, we'll check the audio on that.
Yeah, 2014-30, not that it's a big deal, and I don't care.
Well, it is a big deal. We need to have it accurate.
Where's it at?
Still didn't find it. What is he talking about?
Just keep my notes.
Yeah, I've got a third page. Oh, yeah, I see. Down. Houseman's second right here.
In your minutes, if we had a BOE member that left for part of the day,
third page.
Just so it will help explain why somebody voted aye all the way up to a point and then they were absent, we might just make a note that John Doe left.
I don't remember them.
And I made notes of where those are at. on Christie on July 3rd, the next to last page of July 3rd. Actually, it's July 9th. That's the date, I guess. Nope, it's the 3rd. On property number 214-73.
At the top of the page?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right here.
And I'm just now noticing that this is one of those motions that came later. It was made on July 9th, which is why it shows two men who weren't here on that date as having voted on that date. So, but that's, I can see now why it's, it says that. I didn't at the time, but.
Did you say second last page?
Yeah, it shows Dan both on here that you both had voted, but on that particular day you weren't here. But I see what that is.
So that's fine.
Okay. Went back and picked that property up, is that right?
And on the beginning of July 8th, minutes indicate that Brandon wasn't here, and it shows him not voting, but then it shows him voting all the rest of the time. My assumption is he was here.
If you look down a little bit, it shows when I walked in.
I didn't see that. Beg your pardon. Where is that?
Right above the first view.
9:17. It's fine.
I can't remember why I was late. I think I walked a little late.
In that case, we're okay. That's all I have on the minutes.
Okay.
Nothing major. Anybody else, though, needs to address any questions that they have?
Ron, I have the notes of the exact numbers that was presented. I didn't have time to go through my notes versus the exact dollars that were on the minutes. And I hope, did someone else do that?
We go back in our office after I've entered the minutes and the values. I have the third person come back and check and make sure that I do it.
Okay, I'm not questioning the part of it there. I'm just making the statement that I didn't have time to go through all the minutes that I have on sheets.
As a follow-up for you, Dan, and your comment, I went through the notes that I took on the days that we had,
okay,
and I didn't find any differences in the amounts that they had.
And that's fine. I had notes on those same sheets, and I just didn't. Started off early, but I just got slower as the day went on, I guess.
See, we're still looking at those minutes, so why don't we go ahead and do that. That's all right. I would prefer that you guys go through them. Donna and Chuck, if you would remind me, on the days that we met with individuals, either in person or teleconference, how many of those did we not find the concluding value on. Were there a couple that we left undone?
We have one that hasn't been dealt with. Okay. And then we have a situation that was brought to you during, on the first day that you haven't decided whether or not to hear the individual. And we discussed it, and at one point you said no, and then later you said yes. And then Christy and I asked Brandon, which way did we finally decide? And the answer was we didn't decide. So do you want to tell him a little bit about that one? He got a late increase notice that he didn't buy his property until after 2013 on one of them, and the other one was, what was the date on the second one? March 21st, 2014. And so when he got the increase notice, he didn't get it in time to appeal.
Was this on the, what day was it?
I believe it was on the first day that we discussed it.
It wasn't scheduled.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't scheduled. That was the issue. I just brought it to you and told you about it. We did ask him to go ahead and fill out an appeal and send the evidence in to us just in case you wanted to look at it. It is a property of Branson House.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of questions. First, is the property whose valuation was increased by the assessor?
Correct.
So there was a...
Was there were two lots and they were combined into one.
Is that the one that really wasn't an increase? It was a decrease over here and an increase over here because they combined them?
Except for he didn't buy the property until after 2013, so there was no way for him to appeal in 2013. And we did have that discussion, Brandon. Your opinion was he has known for a year what the value of the two properties was. So he had time to appeal before he got the increase notice.
Because he purchased it, and then they were combined, right? I'm trying to remember.
Am I telling that right, Christy? Because you researched it.
It was two lots. They were combined into one. The values were added together. One lot showed an increase.
But the other lot should have shown that it didn't exist.
It was gone, right.
So it's still the same amount.
But that one lot went up, double?
Because it was the value
of the two. You got one lot at $5, you got another lot at $5. They combined them, this lot went up $10, and that lot went away. So he's, it's still the same money, right?
The value is still the same.
So he knew previously that the value was...
He did not buy the property December of 2013 and March of 2014. He didn't receive an increase. He didn't pay taxes last year. He didn't receive an increase notice.
Not sure I'm on the page. Excuse me. But it could be we sent him an increase notice because that one parcel went up, and that may have been what triggered his thought, and that would have been...
Did he call him? Do you know him?
I don't think I spoke to him, but...
I spoke to him. He called my office.
And his reason for appeal is the appraised value is grossly over the purchase price.
And I think our appeals, our notices, we call them, increased notices, went out after the first.
So basically he never got a tax bill to see what his taxes were. That's what we're trying to say.
So that brought the issue.
So the increased notices went out when?
This notice is dated June 23rd, and he says he didn't get it until July 1st or 2nd.
Well, he came in July 1st.
He talked to Donna on the
phone. On the 1st. On July 1st. But the deadline was the day before or two?
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah. So I just missed it by one day, but...
Yeah.
I get something on the minutes here.
Okay.
On the minutes on...
What's your date, Danny?
Oh, it's it says 7/24/2014. in the middle of the page.
The 8th,
I believe.
It's the BOE number.
There's three, actually, the BOE number is, let me go through here and look this up again because of so, it's over where BOE number 2014-31, and we've got Jackson absent on the vote before, abstaining on the vote, and absent on the vote after. So there's something that's not right there. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so it said abstained?
It says abstained, but it's got him absent in the other two.
For all the 8, it looks like.
Yeah. For all the 8, he's gone. But it's got him abstaining on that vote, so I don't know. There's something.
She just fixed it, the absent.
Okay.
That's one good thing about having the computer. We can fix it on the fly.
Now, tell me again. He abstained, and then.
Well, it shows
him. Should have said absent instead of abstained.
Show him absent, abstaining, and then absent.
The reason I asked that is I know at one time there was one piece of property he did have.
It was an appraisal.
Okay.
By relative.
Let me ask a question while we're chatting about the notices.
The notices that we mail out, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When's the deadline that we are to mail out notices? What the assessors to mail out increased notices?
I don't know what the assessor's deadline is.
If I'm reading this right, it says June 15th. So my question...
What are you reading?
It's chapter... I want to look more carefully here because I just have cribbage notes on it here. 137, 355... Thank you.
137, what wrong?
355. And it must be, as I'm looking in the book, and it must be in your in a supplement to this. And she didn't bring me the supplement.
You want it printed off the internet? You can do that, or Christy can bring it up for you. She's going there now, Ron.
Okay. I need the supplement here anyway. Nikki, I also need the supplement to that book. I'm sorry. Thank you.
What was your number on 137 what?
355. Let's scroll back up to the top. Right there, see it says August 28, 2013, so it's relatively new change from the book I have. There in subsection 2,
is that the general statute that is there more specific for first class?
Mm-hmm.
If you search all of 137, is that what you're trying to do? That's what control F and then type in increase, and that'll bring you to every time the word increase is in 137.
Thank you. Sorry. Oh. I know, but there are. Back on my shelves in the conference room, the supplements are stuck in there.
Okay. I didn't see them.
They're at the end of the regular books, and I've got them just, no, this was, yeah, it's later than that. It was 2013. They're not a hardback, but they're about this thick.
It's charter form.
Sorry. And two things while we're doing records. I know she's looking, but the reason I brought that up, if in fact that is the prevailing statute, and we didn't send notice to the 23rd and the 15th was the deadline, I think we need to hear the piece of property.
Highlighted in my book, which is not current, evidently, which doesn't give that.
She's bringing down that, hopefully, that current supplement that she has up there.
And what I'm reading up there, it looks like it was a deadline that we missed.
I would always use the computer because it's got the latest and greatest updated.
Could you say that again? That's
latest,
rhyme,
greatest, and updated.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, this was that broad sweeping piece of legislation that affected
SB
everybody.
SB 711.
That most
we
people
shot
didn't
all
like, and many did.
Because it messed up all of our dates. None of our dates align now. We don't get the tax book until July 1st, but the deadline for appointment is prior to that. So it didn't make any sense because we couldn't even tell the taxpayer what their actual bill was going to be.
It also called for two other things. I know you've already sent out the, what, the form, is it called 11? To
Form 11, sorry.
Tax Commission. Mm-hmm. Could we get a copy of that so that we'll have that as the beginning?
I thought we emailed it to your office, Ron, but I will make sure you get them.
Appreciate that. And the other thing that I need is a copy of, Chuck, your affidavit that goes with the tax books.
Okay.
Now, in our office, it's all digital. We don't print the actual assessor's tax book. It's digital. It's on a CD. Plus, then we save it to our server. So we have it two locations so we can look it up fast, much faster than trying to use paper, of course. And then the book that has to be maintained in paper is actually the collector's because it becomes the permanent book.
I understand. So when the county commission is to receive the book from the assessor, instead of a regular book, we're going to receive?
Well, I didn't realize it went to the commission. It goes to the county clerk, but I didn't realize it went to the commission.
Let's see. The assessor shall make out and return to the county governing body on or before the first day of July in every year the assessor's book, verified by affidavit and annexed thereto in the following words,
okay,
where he takes an oath and swears to.
You get to do that, Chuck.
Thank you very much. I think that this is the prevailing statute. I have looked. It may be. I know that you've been searching for something that would be different. I think that that legislation that not all of us liked, but including me.
Well, that would have been nice to know before. But that's good.
My suggestion to this board is that, and you'll have to bring that, if this board agrees to that, that piece of property, you've got it, individual?
Yeah.
They're still in the minutes.
There's a question on, and you may have to listen to the tape on, what number is that, Randy?
Well, that's 2014-34 and 2014-35.
What page is it on, Randy?
It's under July 2nd.
What the question that I would have is, it shows Jeff voting nay on one of the deals. If he had had an appraisal on it, which he had some appraisals throughout this thing where he abstained, I'm wondering if that nay should be an abstaining instead of a nay.
Was it the same person appealing?
He voted aye on this one.
Yeah, but the one right below it.
The one above it is abstained.
Oh, I see where it says nay.
Says nay on it, and I'm pretty sure that he would have abstained.
No, I remember that one. He said nay.
Okay, if
it wasn't.
This was a classification change.
We'll go ahead and check the audio, though.
Check the audio on it and make sure.
Let's make everybody happy. We'll check the audio.
No, the only thing is it just stands out.
Right. No, we want to make sure it's absolutely correct for you, Danny, so we will check it.
Yeah. He could have done that because the classification change, you know, that's...
I can't remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday, so don't ask me.
Yeah, so...
Also in that same bill, this continuing is kind of cleanup.
SB 711?
Mm-hmm. I think that's where this all came from, Don, because it went into effect.
Yeah, we've been cussing
August
for years, so I'm sure that's it.
And we had talked about some of these issues. County Board of Equalization in regular session shall have authority to assess and equalize the value of any property. It may have been omitted from the assessor's book, but no doubt. And it talks that we can put them in. But then we have to cause in writing. So if this board, and I can't, which here's where I'm headed with this. I don't believe this BOE increased valuations during our session.
This time?
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't remember any this time.
Well, that was,
Christy does.
That's specifically what I'm asking because.
I know we have in years past where we had an appraisal on a motel and the appraisal was much higher than what we had it on the books. And we increased it to match the appraisal. So I know in years past we have. And Christy remembers one that you increased. Do you know which one it was, Christy?
The parcels brought by the assessor.
Oh.
And then even this one, it's a classification change.
Well, let me ask this question then. If in fact there were parcels that were brought by the assessor, and I do remember that, did we then turn around and send the required notices of increase notice?
Well, whenever we increase during BOE, they will get a decision letter. They don't get an increase notice. They get a decision letter. And then they can appeal it to the State Tax Commission.
Well, uh-huh.
You thinking it should be handled differently?
Yes. Let me find here. Well, what I'm reading about here is adding property to the assessor's books. we have to give them 5 days notice, and then we have to meet again. And I thought that applied the increases.
You mean allow them to set an appointment? Is that what you're saying? Or meet again to discuss it again?
Yes.
Which one? So allow them to set an appointment to be heard?
Yes.
Okay.
If they choose to do so.
Okay.
The decision letters were sent out on July 14th. Nobody has called.
Nobody called to reschedule.
So that decision letter can be, that, as far as I'm concerned, that's a notice.
It's a notice notification of an increase.
It says on the letter that they were increased.
You guys have more in minutes, or no, Brandon? If you do, we need to.
No.
Okay.
The very first one, there was a recommendation that hadn't been one since. I don't know if that was.
This is what the letter looks like. Well, it has the beginning value.
You're right, there
are a number. Was there a number?
Yeah, there was some. I'm sorry.
It has the beginning value. It has the forward value. And then it says right there where there was increased
deed. Gotcha. Perfect. Thank you. Can you cruise these a couple minutes?
I didn't see any. Christy, on the very first page, the says where the assessor gave a recommendation.
Which one do you remember?
2014-01. But it doesn't mention anywhere else that there's ever a recommendation given. There was other recommendations, were there not? I know he was asked on every single one of them.
Well, sometimes he would say, I agree with what Jeff said, or...
Okay, so then...
I'm good with that.
Or I'm good with that, so we didn't put details in unless
okay.
It was included
in the motion. I just noticed that was the only one. I assumed there would have been more.
There are some in there. It'll say, like, Jeff Jackson made a motion, he said it, blah, 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 for the assessor.
Oh, based on... Okay, I see it.
Yeah, we don't try not to put it in there unless it actually is included in the motion by the person making the motion.
Right.
And it should be on the ones that the assessor brought, that those would be by assessor's recommendation. So those, Brandon, I'm guessing. And I've got the numbers on them. Well, guys, we've spent this time on the minutes. If you don't have any other questions, a motion would be in order to accept the minutes. We've heard Donna's explanation on that she's going to place these chronologically.
If everybody's agreed to that, that's the way we'll do it.
Christy, we're looking at July 1st, July 2nd, July 3rd. Can you give me all the dates? Without me going back through them?
1st, 2nd, 3rd, 7th, 8th, 9th, and then today.
If you're needing a motion on that, I'll make it. So moved on those dates.
Except for today?
Well, we can address that after we have today to approve. That's all right.
Yeah, we can.
So your motion is to approve minutes of July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Is there discussion?
With corrections.
Is there a second?
With corrections. Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Thank you. Christie, did you do the minutes?
We both did the minutes.
That's a loaded question.
Well, then I'll compliment you both, because I think it was a really good job. There was a lot that went on and happened during those days, and this sets out what happened on each case, so it makes a nice permanent record. Gentlemen, we had an individual, we talked about it a moment ago, that, according to Donna, we thought missed the date to come to us by one day. I think that we should hear this based on old Senate Bill 711 changing things in 13 as to what the date was that we should have potentially mailed notices out. Do you all agree we should hear it or disagree?
Has there been, may I ask the question, has there been any contact by this person back to the BOE?
Yeah, we've talked to him twice.
Since?
He called back and asked what the decision was.
Okay.
I got this by email yesterday. He emailed this to me yesterday.
Is that the...
This is the appeal.
I thought you said the appeal was sent in.
We just got it. He called us. Yeah, he called me on the phone.
She brought the issue to you. See if you can hear it.
Can you put the... Shall we hear it or not hear it? If you all say no, we won't hear it. If you say yes, we will.
If we didn't get the notice to them, then I don't have a problem.
Yeah, I was going to say that there was another issue also. We had a lady who appealed and brought one issue to us, and then while she was here, she asked you to listen to other parcels that she brought, but she didn't have those in the appeal. And her reason for it was that she didn't get them done on time. But you went ahead and heard
them. She purchased the property, I believe, in March or April. Whereas this guy purchased it in December.
And March.
Two parcels.
Okay. You purchased it twice? I'm just kidding.
Two lots combined.
I don't know.
Brandon?
What was that statute? I don't remember. 175.082 or something like that? I mean, there's a statute that allows us to do it. I forget what that one was.
Is this the one with the two parcels?
Yes.
And the increase on the one parcel is because it was eliminated on the other parcel?
Correct.
Yes.
But I guess the complaint
and the taxes were the same?
But I guess the complaint is...
He's never seen a tax bill, Danny.
He never got a tax bill.
It was
a different owner last year.
Yeah.
There's a copy of the old tax bill in there from last year. It was a different owner then.
The other owner paid the last year's taxes. So he didn't get a tax bill.
But he still,
still hasn't got a
tax bill.
Taxes
are whenever you buy it.
I mean, again, I don't care to hear it.
But the reason he put for appeal was he believed the assessed value was too high.
Well, naturally it would be, because he had one piece of property and the taxes would be the same because we just did a split. On it. I mean, that's the reason I don't understand why we should hear it.
Well, he says even with the two combined, if you look at it, he totals what those values were that he paid, and he believes that that should be equal, the value, the representative value, which is...
Since my computer is gone here and I can't get in, can you put this on the board? Maybe
you
that'll
help. Scanned it in because you do not agree to hear it, so...
I'm sorry?
We never scanned
it. I don't mean this. I mean the piece of property itself.
Oh, on Beacon?
Yes. Good spelling. I always remember that movie, Michael Caine and Steve Martin. I can't think of the name of it. It's hilarious. Ruprecht was Martin's name. Oops. Okay, so this is property. We're talking about 1.5 acres. Can you show that to me on the map? So this is a combination. That's two lots that have been combined right there. And if you divide that current appraised value in half, you get
because it was originally 13.7. And now it's double.
And the appraised value of that is?
That was 138,000.
So that's 68. Is that what it is, Brandon? 60.
Well, this is the appraised value for the new lot.
He's wanting to know what it is. Divided by two.
79. That's where they were all set, wasn't it? 79 is not right.
69. We set those others at. I don't remember the golf view.
25 and 40.
Yep.
So you're looking at 80 instead of 138 or 139. No, right now it's at 138, and we appraised those other ones at 80, or set the value at 80, 40 each. No, and I know that.
Here's my reasoning. If we hear this, and we say, and we deny it, it allows this individual the right to take it to the state tax commission. If we don't hear it, it's my understanding that they cannot. Is that right?
He can still take it because he didn't get the increase notice in time.
There's a catch then.
But if we can take care of it, I think we should take care of it. So I'm making him go on to the state tax commission. This is my opinion, for what it's worth.
Move to hear parcel ID 08-4.0-18-000-000-011.079.
Is there a second?
A second.
Motion's made and seconded that we hear the appeal to real estate parcel number listed by Commissioner Williams for Stephen and Lois Ruprecht. Discussion.
I've got some discussion on it.
Go right ahead, sir.
I would like for Brandon to add to his motion. Why?
Pursuant to statute, what was it? 135.072 or 1?
Probably it was 137.
You're talking about that.
Statute allows us to add at our discretion. I don't remember what it is.
I don't have it here, Barry.
How about you just tell us to add the statute number to it, and we'll find the statute number and put it in your motion. Is that okay?
That's fine. Based on the fact that he did not receive his notification before the June 15th deadline.
Is that all right, Danny?
That's all right. I just want it in there because I don't want to hear everybody that comes in and says,
I know, we've had that problem before.
We've had it before when we found it not to be true also in years past.
Yep, you're right.
Well, when we conclude today, we won't much have that opportunity for that to happen this year. So.
Right.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Motion to set these lots at the previous set amount of 40,000 on the individual lots, which will make this one at 80,000.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the value of the lot in question at $80,000 appraised value, discussion? Will you give us a BOE number to go along with that, Kristen?
2014-152.
Will you add that to the motion? Is everybody okay with that?
I'm in my second.
You amend your motion.
I didn't make the motion. He made the motion.
Oh, sorry, Danny, you didn't make
Danny,
the
you add the BOE number to that.
Yes.
And second. Same. Discussion. All in favor of the motion to establish the value of BOE number 2014-152 at $80,000. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Would you give that back to Christy before I get off with it? Thank you.
She'll be after you, too.
Is that the one and only?
No.
There's another? That occurred during BOE?
This was Rockridge Housing Partners. They appealed. There was discussion on whether or not we should hear. This is Section 42 housing. You ask the assessor to research the issue, they come back to you with more information.
Okay.
Is this the one that was already handed down by State Tax Commission?
Yes. Decided by the State Tax Commission for 2011 and 12, but it does not roll over to 13. Because if 13 is a reassessment year, the assessor has the ability to change that value. They did not appeal in 2013, they came in 2014.
Okay, to refresh my memory. Chuck, if I'm not mistaken, this is the one that I mistakenly was reading from the attorney's findings rather than the State Tax Commission. Can you remind me what day that was, just so I pull my notes up on it?
When was it changed? It went up in 2013?
Correct.
And then they did not appeal that.
Actually, I say it went up. We lowered it to the decision for 2011 and 2012. Mm-hmm. And then but it remained at the same value as it was before they made that decision.
For 13.
For 13 and 14.
And they didn't appeal 13, but they're appealing 14?
Correct.
Didn't receive the State Tax Commission order until...
I think it was like April of 14 before...
So basically the tax book in the assessor's office was never changed. Because we would have changed the collector's tax book once we got the State Tax Commission order.
Did they get a refund for 11 and 12?
They would have paid in protest.
Yeah, so yes, they would have got a refund. So the assessor never decreased 13 or 14 because the decision didn't even come until 2014.
If I remember right, Brandon, the...
Here it is. It was ordered April 25th, 2014. So the appeal was still pending.
And Chuck's hands would have been tied because he can't do reassessment. But because it was lowered by the State Tax Commission in 11-12, the assessor's office would then currently would have to show proof as to why there was an increase. You can't just increase it back to the original amount unless you show why. We've had lawsuits on that before.
Yeah, but I can't see there was any decision to it. If they 11 and 12 is going to be the lowering, the lowest or the lowering factor on this decision, and 13 and 14 is going to be, if anything, would show a slight increase, and I don't want to increase it, so.
I know we can take care of 14. To be honest with you, I don't know how we can take care of 13. I think you're going to have the attorney look at that one.
Well, I think I'd just deny it and said, let him send it on back to the State Tax Commission. It's not any different than what it shouldn't be assessed any different than it was in 11 and 12 when it was before them, unless the State Tax Commission wants to increase it.
Well, the problem is, if I understand it right, and I'm not an attorney, but I don't think even the State Tax Commission can go back and fix 2013.
I'm not.
But I don't know. I'm not. Again,
I'm not asking that. I'm asking 2014 for us to deny the request because it's 2011 and 2012. If I remember right, their letter that they presented first said that all years after or something like that, and it even went 15, 16 or something like that right on up the line.
Well, according to the State Tax Commission, it says you do not have the decision in order to make the value determination in 2013, but we can't do it anyways. We can only do it for 2014.
Right.
That's what I believe is correct.
I think they want to do something.
So it
goes up from there.
They can take it to circuit court, I think.
They can take it to court.
But we could take care of 14 if we wanted to.
So, let me weigh back in. In 13, it went back up.
It didn't go back up. It just was never changed, Ron.
It stayed at the 2011-2012 level?
Right, because the assessor's books, once those are closed, they don't ever get changed. It's only the collector's books that get changed.
And it should stay that way.
Yeah, and so now once the state, if he was in the middle of setting 2013 values and he received the notice from the State Tax Commission in 2013, then he could have decreased it in 2013. But we didn't get it until 2014. Nobody knew the value was going to go down until 2014 because there was no decision.
If they would have been on their toes, my understanding, they should have appealed for 2013 and 2014 before their time ran out when they saw there wasn't a decision for 11 and 12. 13's coming around. The attorney should have appealed for 13 and 14.
You know, did we check to see if they paid under protest in 13, though?
That's what I just asked.
I would doubt it because they didn't appeal, so you can't.
Well, they
protest.
Would still have to pay.
Brandon,
what's the value we need to set it to?
Brandon, do you think that the reason I'm addressing you in the conversation is because you had a statement that you made. I don't believe that we should go again what the State Tax Commission has set this for 11 and 12, and let them, if we deny it, he has the opportunity to go back to the State Tax Commission. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying we set it at the 2011-2012 for 2014.
That's the same. If you deny it, it's set at that right now.
It is set at that?
Yes. Isn't it?
I mean, can we have... Chuck, do you have a recommendation for us on this piece of property?
I've got some information I'd like to share. Sure do. Dan Seiler, I believe, is the attorney's name that you talked to, and he's called me twice. He talked to me yesterday, and he talked to me a few days before that. And his understanding, you were going to call him today, if I remember correctly. Before BOE started, the developer called me and explained what had happened, and I believe he's the one that told me that they failed to appeal for 2013 and 14. And he asked me to, so to speak, stipulate with an in-between figure. And very pleasant fellow. In fact, met him back when we were working, Danny. This is out behind the old Starlight Theater. It's not your traditional timeshare or tax credit subsidized deal. They're all individual units. Pretty neat place. I've never seen it, but I remember when they groundbreaking thing. But anyway, most positive fellow. But I said, no, I'm going to pass on that. I think you should take it to the DOE. And so, of course, that's what they've done. Because I couldn't change, even if what he was hoping was I could change 13 and 14. And I can't do that, so I had to come in. Anyway, again, the attorney yesterday offered, and you can hear it from him on the phone, the decision was 1.4 plus million. That was the 11-12 decision. They are wanting to, so to speak, stipulate at 1.8 million. The current, what they're on for in 13 and 14, what it was before they received the decision was 2.2. So they've split the difference between the 2.2 that we were at and the 1.4 decision. And we've got the appraisal, of course, that shows that 1.4 decision. So the issue, and we had quite a discussion, and the attorney, as you mentioned, Ron, was trying to say that we got to set it at the 11 and 12. But that's, I don't believe that's accurate. And he wouldn't be negotiating with us if it was. Wouldn't that make sense to me? So the decision the board has, I feel, is it good to take the extra $400,000 in assessment for these 2 years, that likely if you do appeal, or say deny it and make them go back to the state, likely they're going to use their same appraisal and the value will be at 1.4. Did I confuse you in all that?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
I agree up to a point, but I think that the value that the state tax commission would establish would be for 2014, not 2013. Do you agree with that? Or do you think they'll go back for both years?
I don't think, from what I read there from Maureen, that they cannot appeal for 13. They could only go to the state with 14.
Well, what he's asking us, however, is to set the value for both years.
I believe that's what he's asking now. Yeah. It'd be better to hear it again. But which it might be kind of a wash if that's what the deal is. You made him go back and he can't change 13, but they get their value back for 14, and it's kind of a wash to the tax entities.
The only thing is I don't agree with the state tax commission most of the time, but I will say this, if we go again what they set for 2011 and 2012, then we are... if we don't set that value, because they have an appraisal there, that if we don't set that value at the appraisal that they've got for 2014, let him appeal it and see if he can take the 13 and 14, get what he wants out of it. Just because they were negotiated to 1.8 doesn't mean that that's right. The appraisal says 1.4. We've went by appraisals all BOE meeting here as we went through and set appraisals on these properties. So I think the motion is what I probably will make. I don't know whether you guys will agree with it, is to deny and let them send it back to the state tax commission if they want to increase it.
Well, it's okay to have this conversation ahead of time, but I believe that we need to call them and allow him the discussion that we told him we would give him on this day.
Okay.
And hear what he has to say. If we're going to address anything, I mean, just following up on your comments, motion to deny works for me. It's what's going to happen, I believe, for 2013, no matter what.
Yeah.
Unless we do something that we probably shouldn't do. That's my feeling.
I feel like we can't do anything for 2013, but I hate to send him back to the tax commission and having to pay attorney fees again when, because he didn't take care of 13, he's going to have to pay a higher tax on it. Like you said, if we go by the appraisal, he's paying too much for 2013. But if we send him back in 2014, he's not just paying for 2013. Now he has to pay the attorney fees to go and get 2014 taken care of.
I don't think the attorney we're going to be talking to is going to much...
I'm sure the attorney will be glad to get that money, but I'm concerned for the taxpayer and
do you have, his phone number there, Ron? Let's just call him, get him on there, and get
yes,
this.
Yes, I do. However, before we do that, if there's no objection, I'd like to invite Mr. Hyder up for any comments that he might have regarding process or BOE. He had, I had thought, I'd understood Donna to say he was just here to listen, but I think he has some comments. Would that be all right to bring him up?
That's fine.
You want to come on up and join us, sir?
Sure.
I say that because that microphone's
so
sitting there.
The microphone.
Yes, sir. And welcome.
Good morning, and just start with two things. One, thanks for your service. I've sat on advisory committees and boards of various natures, and I know that can be a somewhat tricky and difficult task at times. When you have to say yes or no to certain issues, so I appreciate that. Secondly, just I'll be very brief and very informal, but just a couple of thoughts. I just dropped by today for a couple of reasons. One, specifically just to listen in and kind of see how the process was going. And then secondly, to see somewhere, you know, about where we're going to end up. I'd gotten some preliminary information from Mrs. Neely, and it looked like a fairly substantial amount of change. That's not to say that it shouldn't have happened, but caught my attention, which caused me to come over. The other thing I would say is, I think from a governmental entity perspective, and I know the three of you are serving a governmental entity, just emphasizing the importance of assessed valuation and its base. You know, we get about 70% of our money through local property tax. And to give you just some quick history, you know, that about 4 or 5 years ago, our total assessed valuation for the Branson School District was about $667 million. Preliminary numbers today were about $643 million, and then I think I saw about $7 million in potential reduction, which would take us down to about $636. So that's about a $30 million loss. And I know we had the tornado, and I know we're seeing also the tail end of the recession from 2008, and so that's a part of it also. One of the things that I really appreciated about Assessor Strahan, of course just starting to work with Assessor Pennell, was I know there were times that he took a stand that there were some assessments that should not be increased, but I also know there are a number of occasions where he talked with me about issues where he took a good strong stand about people asking for a decrease and he felt strongly there shouldn't be. And I know with taxation, it can be easy to want to say yes. And again, I'm certain you guys feel it sounds like a very consistent methodology on what you're doing, but I guess my message is, just from the governmental entity perspective, where is that point going to come down the road in the next few years, next year's reassessment, where things kind of level? I would think at some point we hopefully will see that as a county and you know, as a school district, and you know, stay on a little more even keel about where things are at. So, again, you've got a tough job, and it's very difficult, and consistency, of course, that I've heard you talk about today is a real key, but I guess I just deliver the message as one of the biggest governmental entities in the county, as you go forward in the future, thinking about those things. I remember when I interviewed at Branson, Ken Roten asked me a question. He said, "What can you say no?" And my answer was, I don't know where this came from, was only when I need to. And I think sometimes in these kinds of committees, you know, especially as we're going in the future, it's hard to say no, but I know that you all are good leaders and can do that if needed. And if it needs to be yes, then it needs to be yes. Because bottom line, we need a fair and equitable assessment and taxation system. I think that's all we want as a school district. I know as a taxpayer, that's all I want. And we don't like taxes and we're in a low tax area. So that was my reason for coming today. And I appreciate just a chance to make a comment. Again, appreciate your work on this. I know it's hard work and not easy work trying to figure all this out and do it. And we've had a couple of good, I think, conversations and informational meetings with Assessor Pennell about, you know, how the tax rate works. We're somewhat fortunate. We have some room in our tax rate ceiling, so we do see some slight adjustment in our tax rate, which we don't necessarily like, but it at least keeps us you know, breaking even and doing some other things. So, again, just a few thoughts for you. Thank you for your service. And, you know, if we can ever answer questions or do anything when this process unfolds each year, we certainly will be glad to do that.
Question for you. The prelim figures that you received, that would be pre-BOE?
That's correct.
And the valuation had dropped how much from last year?
Well, if you look at where last year ended, we were about $644 million.
Okay.
Initial, I think, on the one today was about $643 million. So it's fairly even. Now, that's pre-BOE. So now I may have looked at the number wrong. I think it was about $7.2 million. So that put us down to about $636 million, which, again, we're going to get a little variance in tax rate, so we're not going to get a lot of extra money. We do have about $4 million in new construction, which we get in that calculation. So, you know, just to give you some perspective, we were at 667 at one time. Now, part of that's personal. Personal for our school district at one point was up about $90 million. That's been about the same time 3 or 4 years ago. Last year, it was down in the 70s. It jumped up to 80 last year. The latest I saw this year was 76, 77, I think. And, of course, some of those may continue to come in.
Right. Personal property always increases, almost always increases after BOE.
Yeah, so, you know, it may push back up to 80, but, again, a lot of that's recession. A lot of it's very reasonably explained. Tornado, we had some things that weren't rebuilt and some other things. And, of course, TIF is well over $40 million. It was close to 50 at one time, and it's, I think, about 41. So you take our tax rate, that's between $1.5 and $2 million in actual revenue, which is a totally different issue. And there's also a balance there, too. You know, we need development, and we want to be partners in that. I think Branson Hills probably concerned us a little bit more than Branson Landing did. But I told someone the other day, it's 20 years before that's up. I won't even know what I had for breakfast or probably what my name is at that point, so it won't make any difference. But anyway, just some thoughts, and again, appreciate your service on this. I know it can be a grueling and difficult decision sometimes on some of these cases.
Chris, the flip side to that is, if we don't make an adjustment now and send it on to the State Tax Commission, you're going to set your levy differently. If we have it lower now, he can set his levy higher by whatever this is. I don't know what the difference is on this one. But if we send it on to the State Tax Commission, then they come back later, his levy could have been increased.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a great point. Good decisions at this point at any county level is very helpful to the governmental entities, because then when we get the August assessed valuation numbers, we set our tax rate based on that. So if there's a ton of opinions that go to the State Tax Commission and then get thrown out, we've calculated our levy based on that assessment.
That's why we always send a letter out to all the political subdivisions to let them know what appeals have gone on to the State Tax Commission, so they can estimate the impact if it does get decreased.
You brought up an issue there about the tornado and the facts that we're having of it, but we're basing what we have this year on the lowering of property values is more appraisals brought in, more comparison of sales that are brought in that have much lower than in years past. And I don't know what the reasoning is behind that, if it's your neighbor's buildings blowed away and you decide that you want to sell your motel or sell something there beside it. It just the lowering of values because of whatever, tornado or comparable sales. I mean, as we look through here, we have a lot of comparable sales that causes us to have to lower because they have an appraisal also and comparable sales. And that's what we've dealt with this year in the lowering of much of those motels and things. And hopefully next year, and as we see a peak, we've already, I think, are headed on the upside myself. When you see concrete trucks and things rolling up and down the roads, where for a period of time, for 2 years, you was lucky, it was like something to look at that when you've seen a concrete truck rolling up down the road. That may sound exaggerating, but coming to the east side of the county, I noticed people drawing attention to that. And that means new construction, and that means more value. So that's one of the problems we've had this year, is we're having to look back at previous years.
So. I think part of that tornado, Danny, is what I was alluding to. You know, I think there, well, you guys know, there are several that haven't rebuilt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you had a structure that was functioning, that was commercial property, and now you've got a vacant lot.
Yep.
On the flip side, you've got a few that have rebuilt, which are new construction, and probably at least are maintaining value, if not increased a little bit. But I think there are several that didn't rebuild, and they didn't do that. And, of course, living in our area, as you all are aware, I'm a native Southwest Missourian too, you know, we tend to lag behind the coasts. But I think this is a little bit of the tail of 08 still. You know, that we're still feeling. I think Danny's right. I think we're starting to kind of see that stabilization. Fortunately, as a school district, we've been fairly stable. We ended last year fairly even budget, and we're down in taxes. The two previous years before that, our collection rate was strong, which was somewhat surprising to me. I mean, it was above the historical average. But it'll be interesting to kind of see where we go. And it seems like it's very busy. And things are picking up. So I'm like you. I think there's some real positive signs, hopefully, about where we're going.
Gentlemen, have any questions? Dr. Hyder? Do you have more comments?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity, and we wish you well as you finish up today, hopefully.
We appreciate your comments and your perspectives.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, are you ready for me to make this call, or would you like to take a short break? Call? Let me have your code again at
6027.
Don't put that thought in my mind about a short break.
All right. Is it the 816 number that we reached him at last time?
Correct.
Yes, this is Ron Houseman from the Taney County Board of Equalization in Missouri, calling for Daniel Seiler.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Mr. Seiler, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization in Missouri.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think that we had indicated to you that we'd give you a call back.
Right.
Regarding a particular parcel of property, and that was one that's been involved with the State Tax Commission. A decision was rendered for two earlier years, and you're currently talking about 13 and 14. Am I correct?
That's right.
We are going to open this. Let me first say that you're on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization is present. And we'll first take any comments that you have. Are you ready?
I've already submitted a brief in support of our position that the State Tax Commission decision in April is binding for 2011 and 2012 and for all future years, unless there's a change in the improvements or something made to the property. And that's all I've got to say at this point.
Okay, let me tell you that we have a letter of correspondence back from an individual with the State Tax Commission addressed to our assessor, and I'm going to let him address this, and then we will chat with you about this parcel of property, if that's all right.
Chuck? Okay.
Dan, we may have covered this before. Maureen did send me an email by answer back. And the way I read it, the Board of Equalization cannot address the 2013. You could go to the County Commission later on, and the County Commission has the authority ability to look at 2013. So the 2014 is the only one that the BOE can address, to my understanding, today. I did present your offer. My understanding was that you were asking to lower to 1.8. The decision was 1.4, and the original value was 2.2. I explained that to the board here before we talked to you, that was a...
Chuck, I'm having trouble hearing you.
It's that little one down below, Chuck.
How about now, Dan? Any better?
Yeah, that's better.
I apologize. Okay, so bottom line is the board can't hear the 2013 appeal. They can only hear 2014. The county commission could hear a 2013 request to change the value. I did present, if I understood you correctly, an offer of a value of 1.8. The decision was 1.4 from the State Tax Commission for 11 and 12, and the current value is 2.2, and that they had that option. So I believe that's where we are.
Well, does the Board of Equalization have authority to approve any kind of settlement that the assessor and the owner reach at this time?
I believe that, I mean, you, on your appeal, I assume that you put, here we're looking at it. Where is it, what it says, opinion?
Opinion of market value, 1.46.
Okay, you have put on the appeal 1.46, which is the decision of the state, and I'm assuming that I think that the BOE today can talk to you about that and listen to your, you know, offer of 1.8, if that's what I understood right.
Well, that's what I talked to Mr. Pinnell about, I guess, last week and again yesterday. The owner is willing to reach some sort of compromise just so that we don't have to go to the State Tax Commission and the courts every year. And although I think that they have a valid argument that the assessor is bound by the State Tax Commission decision, including 2013, they are willing to put it to bed if that's acceptable to the assessor and approved by the Board of Equalization.
Well, perhaps you can hear me a little bit better. Again, this is Ron Houseman, and if we understand the letter that we just received from the State Tax Commission, and that was the assessor, Mr. Pennell, that you were talking to, we can't address the year 2013, but we can address the year 2014. So my question is your client willing to consider that, or in fact, will he be wanting to go back to the state, who informs us that they're not going to discuss, did I read that right, Donna?
2013.
So you're asking if the $1.8 million that we're talking about is acceptable for 2014, that the Board of Equalization would be okay with that?
Board of Equalization is sitting here, and we haven't weighed in on it or had a discussion about it as yet.
Okay.
I was asking that question personally. Others here may ask you different questions.
Okay. Well, I would need to ask the client, but I believe that that's true. That's accurate.
Okay.
They would be willing to settle it out for 2014. And wave 2013, I believe. Is there a way I can verify it with them and get back with you?
Well, before you do that, are you saying that you think they're willing to do the 1.8 8?
He said that he's going to have to get with the client. If they'll take the 1.8 for 2014, then they would waive appealing 2013, although the tax commission has told us they're not going to hear it. But I agree with what he's saying, and I think I understand that.
I mean, I could go along with that. I would,
today's our last day, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Today's our last day.
Well, we can make a decision, Mr. Seiler, that's contingent upon the information that you return to the assessor. My recommendation would be that we establish either the current value that's on the books, accept the negotiated amount that they have recommended, contingent upon their accepting it. Otherwise, deny and let them go back to state tax commission.
Well, this is their attorney, Ron, and I know. I think that
he's wanting to talk to the client.
Well, I know, but this has been already discussed on the opinion that how did we come up with the 1.8 in the first place? It was came from them and a negotiating factor
between he and Chuck.
Between he and the assessor. So, I mean, I'm willing to make a motion for the 1.8, whatever it was, the other figures on there, and then they can take it to the state tax commission if they wish.
Mr. Seiler, how long would it take you to contact your client and come back with an answer for us?
I would think of just a few minutes.
Would you like me to call you back at, say, because we have a number of other items that we can go to in half hour or so?
That'd be great. Why don't we plan on around 11 o'clock?
Is that all right with the board? Yeah. Mr. Seiler, we will call you back at, it's 11 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Very good. I'll wait for your call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I think I said Central Standard Time. He's in Central Standard Time, isn't he? If it's 816.
Kansas City area.
Yeah. Just dawned on
me. I can't. Discussion on this, I can't figure out why we. I mean, if they're wanting to do the 1.8, and they're the ones that.
Well, they did, but they wanted to do it for both years. He just heard that we can't do it for 1 year, which is why I said, well, still.
I'm willing to do the 1.4 because of the appraisal.
Well, I was going to say, I think they really wanted the 1.4. That's what's on their appeal. But then he's talked to Chuck since then.
Chuck's negotiated a better deal.
Well, actually, that was their deal originally before BOE. The developer called me and suggested that, and I said no. I said you need to bring it to the BOE. So it's been out there in their thoughts before the BOE.
Yes.